The Testament of Abraham, Recension B. It came to pass, when the days of the death of Abraham drew near, that the Lord said to Michael, Arise, and go to Abraham my servant, and say to him, You shall depart from life, for lo, the days of your temporal life are fulfilled, so that he may set his house in order before he die. And Michael went, and came to Abraham, and found him sitting before his oxen for plowing. And he was exceeding old in appearance, and had his son in his arms. Abraham, therefore, seeing the archangel Michael, rose from the ground and saluted him, not knowing who he was, and said to him, The Lord preserve you. May your journey be prosperous with you. And Michael answered him, You are kind, good father. Abraham answered and said to him, Come, draw near to me, brother. And sit down a little while, that I may order a beast to be brought, that we may go to my house, and you may rest with me. For it is toward evening, and in the morning arise and go wherever you will, lest some evil beast meet you and do you hurt. And Michael inquired of Abraham, saying, Tell me your name before I enter your house, lest I be burdensome to you. Abraham answered and said, My parents called me Abram, and the Lord named me Abraham, saying, Arise, and depart from your house, and from your kindred, and go into the land which I shall show unto you. And when I went away into the land which the Lord showed me, he said to me, Your name shall no more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. Michael answered and said to him, Pardon me, my father, experienced man of God. For I am a stranger, and I have heard that you went 40 furlongs and brought a goat and slew it, entertaining angels in your house, that they might rest there. Thus speaking together, they arose and went towards the house. And Abraham called one of his servants and said to him, Go, bring me a beast that the stranger may sit upon it, for he is wearied with his journey. And Michael said, Trouble not the youth. But let us go lightly until we reach the house, for I love your company. And arising, they went on. And as they drew near to the city, about 3 furlongs from it, they found a great tree, having 300 branches, like a tamarisk tree. And they heard a voice from its branches singing, Holy are you, because you have kept the purpose for which you were sent. And Abraham heard the voice, and hid the mystery in his heart, saying within himself, What is the mystery that I have heard? As he came into the house, Abraham said to his servants, Arise, go out to the flocks, and bring 3 sheep, and slay them quickly, and make them ready that we may eat and drink, for this day is a feast for us. And the servants brought the sheep, and Abraham called his son Isaac, and said to him, My son Isaac, Arise, and put water in the vessel that we may wash the feet of this stranger. And he brought it as he was commanded. And Abraham said, I perceive, and so it shall be, that in this basin I shall never again wash the feet of any man coming to us as a guest. And Isaac, hearing his father say this, wept, and said to him, My father, what is this that you say? This is my last time to wash the feet of a stranger. And Abraham, seeing his son weeping, also wept exceedingly. And Michael, seeing them weeping, wept also. And the tears of Michael fell upon the vessel and became a precious stone. When Sarah, being inside her house, heard their weeping, she came out and said to Abraham, Lord, why is it that you thus weep? Abraham answered and said to her, It is no evil. Go into your house and do your own work, lest we be troublesome to the man. And Sarah went away, being about to prepare the supper. And the sun came near to setting, and Michael went out of the house and was taken up into the heavens to worship before God, for at sunset all the angels worship God, and Michael himself is first of the angels. And they all worshipped him, and each went to his own place. But Michael spoke before the Lord and said, Lord, command me to be questioned before your holy glory. And the Lord said to Michael, Announce whatsoever you will. And the archangel answered and said, Lord, you sent me to Abraham to say to him, Depart from your body and leave this world. The Lord calls you, and I dare not, Lord, reveal myself to him, for he is your friend and a righteous man and one that receives strangers. But I beseech you, Lord, command the remembrance of the death of Abraham to enter into his own heart, and bid me not to tell it him, for it is great abruptness to say, Leave the world, and especially to leave one's own body, for you created him from the beginning to have pity on the souls of all men. Then the Lord said to Michael, Arise, and go to Abraham, and lodge with him, and whatever you see him eat, eat also, and wherever he shall sleep, sleep there also. For I will cast the thought of the death of Abraham into the heart of Isaac his son in a dream. Then Michael went into the house of Abraham on that evening and found them preparing the supper, and they ate and drank and were merry. And Abraham said to his son Isaac, Arise, my son, and spread the man's couch so that he may sleep, and set the lamp upon the stand. And Isaac did as his father commanded him. And Isaac said to his father, I too am coming to sleep beside you. Abraham answered him, Nay, my son, lest we be troublesome to this man, but go to your own chamber and sleep. And Isaac, not wishing to disobey his father's command, went away and slept in his own chamber. And it happened about the seventh hour of the night, Isaac awoke and came to the door of his father's chamber, crying out and saying, Open, father, that I may touch you before they take you away from me. Abraham arose and opened to him. And Isaac entered and hung upon his father's neck, weeping, and kissed him with lamentations. And Abraham wept together with his son. And Michael saw them weeping and wept likewise. And Sarah, hearing them weeping, called from her bedchamber, saying, My lord Abraham, why is this weeping? Has the stranger told you of your brother's son Lot, that he is dead? Or has anything else befallen us? Michael answered and said to Sarah, Nay, Sarah, I have brought no tidings of Lot, but I knew of all your kindness of heart, that therein you excel all men upon earth, and the Lord has remembered you. Then Sarah said to Abraham, How dare you weep when the man of God has come in to you? And why have your eyes shed tears today? For today there is great rejoicing. Abraham said to her, How do you know that this is a man of God? Sarah answered and said, Because I say and declare that this is one of the three men who were entertained by us at the oak of Mamre, when one of the servants went and brought a kid and you killed it, and said to me, Arise and make ready that we may eat with these men in our house. Abraham answered and said, You have perceived well, O woman, for I too, when I washed his feet, knew in my heart that these were the feet which I had washed at the oak of Mamre. And when I began to inquire concerning his journey, he said to me, I go to preserve Lot, your brother, from the men of Sodom. And then I knew the mystery. And Abraham said to Michael, Tell me, man of God, and show to me why you have come hither. And Michael said, Your son Isaac will show you. And Abraham said to his son, My beloved son, tell me what you have seen in your dream today, and was frightened. Relate it to me. Isaac answered his father, I saw in my dream the sun and the moon, and there was a crown upon my head, and there came from heaven a man of great size, and shining as the light that is called the Father of Light. He took the sun from my head, and yet left the rays behind with me. And I wept and said, I beseech you, my Lord, take not away the glory of my head, and the light of my house, and all my glory. And the sun and the moon and the stars lamented, saying, Take not away the glory of our power. And that shining man answered and said to me, Weep not that I take the light of your house, for it is taken up from troubles into rest, and from a low estate to a high one. and they lift him up from a narrow to a wide place. They raise him from darkness to light. And I said to him, I beseech you, Lord, take also the rays with it. He said to me, there are 12 hours of the day, and then I shall take all the rays. As the shining man said this, I saw the sun of my house ascending into heaven, but that crown I saw no more, and that sun was like you, my father. And Michael said to Abraham, your son Isaac has spoken the truth, for you shall go and be taken up into the heavens, but your body shall remain on earth until 7,000 ages are fulfilled, for then all flesh shall arise. Now therefore, Abraham, set your house in order, and your children, for you have heard fully what is decreed concerning you. Abraham answered and said to Michael, I beseech you, Lord, if I shall depart from my body, I have desired to be taken up in my body, that I may see the creatures that the Lord my God has created in heaven and on earth. Michael answered and said, this is not for me to do, but I shall go and tell the Lord of this, and if I am commanded, I shall show you all these things. And Michael went up into heaven and spoke before the Lord concerning Abraham. And the Lord answered Michael, go and take up Abraham in the body and show him all things, and whatsoever he shall say to you to do, do to him as my friend. So Michael went forth and took up Abraham in the body on a cloud and brought him to the river of Ocean. And after Abraham had seen the place of judgment, the cloud took him down upon the firmament below. And Abraham, looking down upon the earth, saw a man committing adultery with a wedded woman. And Abraham, turning, said to Michael, do you see this wickedness? But Lord, send fire from heaven to consume them. And straightway there came down fire and consumed them. For the Lord had said to Michael, do whatever Abraham shall ask you to do for him. Abraham looked again and saw other men railing at their companions and said, let the earth open and swallow them. And as he spoke, the earth swallowed them alive. Again the cloud led him to another place. And Abraham saw some going into a desert place to commit murder. And he said to Michael, do you see this wickedness? But let wild beasts come out of the desert and tear them in pieces. And that same hour wild beasts came out of the desert and devoured them. Then the Lord God spoke to Michael, saying, turn away Abraham to his own house, and let him not go round all the creation that I have made, because he has no compassion on sinners. But I have compassion on sinners, that they may turn and live, and repent of their sins, and be saved. And Abraham looked and saw two gates, the one small and the other large, and between the two gates sat a man upon a throne of great glory, and a multitude of angels round about him. And he was weeping, and again laughing, but his weeping exceeded his laughter sevenfold. And Abraham said to Michael, who is this that sits between the two gates in great glory? Sometimes he laughs, and sometimes he weeps, and his weeping exceeds his laughter sevenfold. And Michael said to Abraham, do you not know who it is? And he said, no, Lord. And Michael said to Abraham, do you see these two gates, the small and the great? These are they which lead to life and to destruction. This man that sits between them is Adam, the first man whom the Lord created, and set him in this place to see every soul that departs from the body, seeing that all are from him. When therefore you see him weeping, know that he has seen many souls being led to destruction. But when you see him laughing, he has seen many souls being led into life. Do you see how his weeping exceeds his laughter? Since he sees the greater part of the world being led away through the broad gate to destruction, therefore his weeping exceeds his laughter sevenfold. And Abraham said, and he that cannot enter through the narrow gate, can he not enter into life? Then Abraham wept, saying, woe is me, what shall I do? For I am a man broad of body, And how shall I be able to enter by the narrow gate, by which a boy of 15 years cannot enter? Michael answered and said to Abraham, Fear not, father, nor grieve, for you shall enter by it unhindered, and all those who are like you. And as Abraham stood and marveled, behold, an angel of the Lord driving 60,000 souls of sinners to destruction. And Abraham said to Michael, Do all these go into destruction? And Michael said to him, Yea, but let us go and search among those souls, if there is among them even one righteous. And when they went, they found an angel holding in his hand one soul of a woman from among these 60,000, because he had found her sins weighing equally with all her works. And they were neither in motion nor at rest, but in a state between. But the other souls he led away to destruction. Abraham said to Michael, Lord, is this the angel that removes the souls from the body or not? Michael answered and said, This is death, and he leads them into the place of judgment, that the judge may try them. And Abraham said, My Lord, I beseech you to lead me to the place of judgment, so that I too may see how they are judged. Then Michael took Abraham upon a cloud and led him into paradise. And when he came to the place where the judge was, the angel came and gave that soul to the judge. And the soul said, Lord, have mercy on me. And the judge said, How shall I have mercy upon you when you have had no mercy upon your daughter, which you had, the fruit of your womb? Wherefore did you slay her? It answered, Nay, Lord, slaughter has not been done by me, but my daughter has lied upon me. But the judge commanded him to come that wrote down the records, and behold, cherubim carrying two books. And there was with him a man of exceeding great stature, having on his head three crowns, and the one crown was higher than the other two. These are called the crowns of witness. And the man had in his hand a golden pin, and the judge said to him, Exhibit the sin of this soul. And that man, opening one of the books of the cherubim, sought out the sin of the woman's soul and found it. And the judge said, O wretched soul, why do you say that you have not done murder? Did you not, after the death of your husband, go and commit adultery with your daughter's husband and kill her? And he convicted her also of her other sins, whatsoever she had done from her youth. Hearing these things, the woman cried out, saying, Woe is me! All the sins that I did in the world I forgot, but here they were not forgotten. Then they took her away also, and gave her over to the tormentors. And Abraham said to Michael, Lord, who is the judge, and who is the other who convicts the sins? And Michael said to Abraham, Did you see the judge? This is Abel, who first testified, and God brought him hither to judge. And he that bears witness here is the teacher of heaven and earth, and the scribe of righteousness, Enoch. For the Lord sent him hither to write down the sins and righteousnesses of each one. Abraham said, And how can Enoch bear witness of the souls, not having seen death? Or how can he give sentence to all the souls? Michael said, If he gives sentence concerning the souls, it is not permitted. But Enoch himself does not give sentence, but it is the Lord who does so, and he has no more to do than only to write. For Enoch prayed to the Lord, saying, I desire not, Lord, to give sentence on the souls, lest I be grievous to anyone. And the Lord said to Enoch, I shall command you to write down the sins of the soul that makes atonement, and it shall enter into life. And if the soul make not atonement and repent, you shall find its sins written down, and it shall be cast into punishment. And about the ninth hour, Michael brought Abraham back to his house. But Sarah, his wife, not seeing what had become of Abraham, was consumed with grief, and gave up the ghost. And after the return of Abraham, he found her dead and buried her. But when the day of the death of Abraham drew near, the Lord God said to Michael, Death will not dare to go near to take away the soul of my servant, because he is my friend. But go and adorn Death with great beauty, and send him thus to Abraham, that he may see him with his eyes. And Michael straightway, as he was commanded, adorned Death with great beauty, and sent him thus to Abraham, that he might see him. And he sat down near to Abraham, and Abraham, seeing Death sitting near to him, was afraid with a great fear. And Death said to Abraham, Hail, holy soul! Hail, friend of the Lord God! Hail, consolation and entertainment of travelers! And Abraham said, You are welcome, servant of the Most High God. I beseech you, tell me who you are, and entering into my house, partake of food and drink, and depart from me, for since I have seen you sitting near to me, my soul has been troubled. For I am not at all worthy to come near to you, for you are an exalted spirit, and I am flesh and blood, and therefore I cannot bear your glory, for I see that your beauty is not of this world. And Death said to Abraham, I tell you, in all the creation that God has made, there has not been found one like you, for even the Lord himself, by searching, has not found such an one upon the whole earth. And Abraham said to Death, How dare you lie? For I see that your beauty is not of this world. And Death said to Abraham, Think not, Abraham, that this beauty is mine, or that I come thus to every man. Nay, but if anyone is righteous like you, I thus make crowns and come to him. But if it is a sinner, I come in great corruption, and out of their sin I make a crown for my head, and I shake them with great fear, so that they are dismayed. And Abraham therefore said to him, And whence comes your beauty? And Death said, There is none other more full of corruption than I am. And Abraham said to him, Are you indeed he that is called Death? He answered him, saying, I am the bitter name, I am weeping, I am the calamity of all. And Abraham said to Death, Show us your corruption. And Death made manifest his corruption, and he had two heads, and the one had the face of a serpent, and by it some die at once by asps, and the other head was like a sword, and by it some die by the sword as by bows. In that day the servants of Abraham died through fear of Death, and Abraham, seeing them, prayed to the Lord, and he raised them up. But God returned and removed the soul of Abraham as in a dream, and the archangel Michael took it up into the heavens. And Isaac buried his father beside his mother, Sarah, glorifying and praising God, for to him is due glory, honor, and worship of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, now and always, to all eternity. Amen.